Right now it is time to be joined by Thorin Christian, daughter of Main Street Magazine. You can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state area for pickup for free at various locations in New York and Connecticut and even Massachusetts. And also online, mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Just one of those crazy mornings where it's very rare that I have a newscast that runs 12 to 15 minutes, but for some reason, this morning, that's it. So kind of like the Long Island Railroad, we're running a little bit late this morning.
Well, I hope it was good news.
Well, it's not horrible news, but when Kent is losing their medical office as New Vance is closing it down, so there's not going to be any doctor's offices in Kent. That's really the big story that's got people concerned. We're going to be speaking with Maria Horn about that later on. At about 8:20 this morning. But let's get on to Main Street Magazine. You have we're well into the month of April, and you're obviously behind the scenes working on May. But I have to ask you, in Connecticut, it appears that all businesses can be back to fairly normal right around the middle of May, where it's going to be up to stores and retail outlets to decide if they're social distancing or not. The only rule that really will remain in effect for most retail locations in the middle of May will be everybody wearing a mask. We're getting set for the movie house to possibly open up. They're shooting for right around Memorial Day. Do you feel, as someone who runs Main Street Magazine and deals with businesses a lot, do you feel the pressure starting to lift off to some of these businesses yet?
You know, it's been really interesting the last year, and to answer that, I think people have adjusted really well, and you know, the demand on their business, you know, their service or products has shifted, but I think everyone, you know, has been in pretty good spirits. I feel like, you know, the ones who really took the hit of it, you know, some of the restaurants and some of those services that, you know, this directly affected, they're still, you know, some of them are still struggling, but it seems like a lot of the others, you know, like a lot of our mechanics and contractors and those guys are just so busy, so they're dealing with a different type of pressure. And like I talked to Kathy, who runs Irving Farm, you know, late last summer, and she's like, yeah, you know, we're doing great here compared to, you know, all the stores that are closed in the city. But she's like, however, my staff is just like, you know, there's so much stress and so much pressure and so many people that it's a different type of pressure on everyone. So I feel like that's, you know, everyone's trying to stay safe and do the right thing, but there's just a different type of stress and pressure for a lot of them.
Well, it's interesting because we here as a business, for about 3.5-4 months, gave people free underwriting, and people, when they started back up, couldn't pay. That we were working with small businesses like that. We were lucky enough to get PPE loans, and also finally the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which grants money, switched around their formula and started granting COVID money, more COVID money to small stations instead of the large stations, because, of course, our donation base is much smaller, and smaller stations don't have as big as underwriting bases. So we've been able to squeak by with the help of Sharon and everybody else. But I know I look out there and I speak to the couple that bought the movie house, and I do feel Memorial Day is going to be a great day this year for businesses and for the village of Millerton and other towns around here when things really loosen up a little bit. And it's not going to be normal, but it'll be as close to normal as you can possibly get.
I agree with that. And I think, you know, for the most part, people are pretty positive. And, you know, we just know how the real estate boom here has been insane, to say the least. And so I think the number of people who have come up have kind of helped a lot of businesses. And I don't know if you've had this issue too, but of course, you know, April, May, and June of last year were anomalies. And that's when we were getting used to the situation with the pandemic. But after that, a lot of our, I won't say a lot, but many of our advertisers and people we talk to, they're like, we can't advertise. We're turning people away. We're turning work away. We just can't handle what we have. And that seems to, in certain sectors, that seems to still be true. So, you know, those folks just, you know, for you and I who rely on underwriting and advertising, because we provide a free product and service. It's, you know, that's been kind of my challenge, you know, through the last, you know, 6 to 9 months.
All right. Well, I want to go to one of your articles before we talk about Earth Day, which is coming up in Millerton, and that is how to feel more connected in your life.
Now, is this in the May issue?
Yes.
Or are you looking online?
I'm looking online. Pardon me. I'm looking online.
Oh, here it is. Sorry, yeah. I was. I'm way ahead into the May or in the May issue, and so so I'm like, wait a second. We have on our website too, so. Yeah, Henry Levin is of the Pinchas Foundation, and he has been kind enough to share another piece with us. He wrote for us, I think it was 2 months ago as well. And just this piece I decided to include in our environmental issue for the fact that he tied into a little bit in this piece about how the effects of being connected with nature help our overall mental, emotional, and physical well-being. But then, of course, he talks, you know, about other ways to be connected, whether it's with other people or with yourself. And so he gives examples and kind of walks us through this. And I think, you know, now as much as ever in the past year, it's been, you know, very important to kind of try that.
Yeah, I really over the last year, it's I find myself sitting there and saying, and looking at my life over the last year, and even though I never went out a whole lot, I can't wait to change my life back to the way it was. Even though it's only you do take an introspective look at yourself after you spend a year basically away from people. It's been a wild year like that.
It has been.
Now,
for sure.
What your May issue? Just give us a few highlights. What's coming up in the May issue?
It is our much beloved transportation issue, and we have actually I'm running a bit behind with things just because we grew, and I'm happy to say that. So it will be our biggest issue in quite a while. It'll be 64 pages full of stories, and I was actually writing the editor's note yesterday and sharing how I found a couple common themes I feel throughout, and you know some of the stories, you know, this topic suggests is transportation, but to us we throw such a wide net that transportation is not just cars or airplanes, although we have stories about those too. For example, Christine's real estate feature this month, if you'd believe it, is the real estate of airports. And in our region there are lots of private as well as public ones, and so it kind of discusses that. And we have Peter Vermillier has a piece on trains, and then we have some stories that are more pressing as in regards to tackling some issues. And my daughter just woke up here. Hang on. So it's been a really fun putting this issue together. I'm very excited for it.
All right. And, of course, coming up beginning on Thursday of this week and running through the weekend, Millerton is celebrating Earth Day. A lot of virtual events on Thursday. But then you have businesses like Yoga, the Dig on Main, the Northeast Community Center, McEnroe's, the Millerton Farmers Market, all Weebatuck Honor Society. These are all going to be in-person events that are going to be on the weekend.
They have a chock full calendar for everyone, and you know, Northeast Ford, the community center, you know, so it's everyone tried to tie together to do something to, you know, not just for us, you know, as the community, but also, you know, for the environment and to raise awareness. So it's a really great cause.
All right. Well, I'll let you get to your family there. That's awakening, and we'll speak to you next week, Thorin.
Sounds terrific.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, of course, from Main Street Magazine with Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You'll find them, as I said, at pickup locations throughout the tri-state area and also mainstreetmag.com.